Hi. This week the question is, are men sinners by birth or by choice? The answer to this question is important because it will tell us where to place the blame for sin. If men are sinners by birth, then men cannot help being sinners. They would simply be helpless victims. And if they end up in hell, it's someone else's fault because they're simply born that way and they can't help it. But if men are sinners by choice, then they themselves would be responsible for their own actions. And if they end up in hell, it would be their own fault because they had a choice. It didn't have to turn out this way, but they chose for themselves to be sinners. And so these are the only two options that we have. Either men are born sinners, or they choose to be sinners on their own. There is no third alternative. Now, if the first option is true, and men are born sinners, then it would not be a very fair system, would it? Under that system, men would be cast into hell and burned forever and ever, according to the Bible, and suffer torment throughout all of eternity for something that they couldn't help. This would make God not a loving God, nor a just God, but it would make God to be an unfair tyrant who tortures helpless people. On the other hand, if men are sinners by choice, then it would be a fair system. Men could choose to serve God and be saved in heaven, or they could choose to disobey God and be lost in hell. If they choose to sin, and if they end up suffering in hell, it would not be God's fault, because under that system, God would not be unfair or unjust because men had a choice, and they would choose for themselves which life to live, and they could blame only themselves for how things turned out. Now, what's the correct answer? According to the Bible, are men sinners by birth or by choice? In order to give a scriptural answer to this question, it's important that we define what sin is. Sin's not something that a baby inherits. Sin is something that a person does. Sin is the transgression of God's law. I'm reading from 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. The Bible says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." If sin is a transgression of the law, a person would have to actually do something wrong to be a sinner. But a baby has done nothing wrong. A baby has not transgressed any law of man or of God. There's no court on earth or in heaven that would convict a baby of wrongdoing. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, "Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Listen to this. If we want to go to heaven, we must be converted. When we are converted and saved, what shall we be like? Is there an example of what a converted, saved person is like? Well, yes. Children are examples of what a converted, saved person should be like. Jesus said that we must become like little children if we hope to go to heaven. Children are pure and free from sin. They're innocent and sincere, and we must be like them to go to heaven. If men are sinners from the moment of birth, then Jesus could not have used children as an example of what we should be like. The scriptures teach over and over again that men are sinners by choice. Men choose for themselves whether to serve God and live or whether to sin and die. In Joshua chapter 24, I'm reading verse 15. The Bible says, "If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that are on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Here's Joshua offering the people a choice. Israel is given a choice. They could choose to serve God. They were not forced to sin. If they sinned, and when they sinned, they could blame only themselves because they made the choice. Again, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20, the Bible says, and this is Moses speaking, I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. Now we have a choice to make. Before us is life and death, heaven and hell. We're not predestined to go to either place. We choose for ourselves whether to serve God and live or whether to reject him and die. In the New Testament, the apostle of the Lord wrote this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. We will be judged by God for what we did in our bodies. We will not be judged and condemned because we were born sinners. God's not unrighteous and unjust. He has provided for us his wonderful law. When we make mistakes and violate his law, the Father offers us forgiveness through his Son, who was sacrificed for our sins. And not only this, when we sin, the Lord gives us time and opportunity to repent and come back. Jesus pictured himself as a loving Savior who would leave 99 safe sheep and seek for the one lost sheep. Luke 15 verses 4 through 7. God loves us. He pleads with us. He has provided for us, and he gave his only begotten Son to die for us. If we end up lost in hell, it will not be God's fault. It will not be because we were victims and couldn't help it. It will not be because we were born sinners and just couldn't help it. No, my friend. If we're lost on Judgment Day, it will be because we chose to sin and we rejected the great offer of salvation. Men are sinners by choice. Please listen carefully to the following passage of Scripture. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. The Bible says, "The soul who sins shall die. The Son shall not bear the guilt of the Father, nor the Father bear the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." Well, there you have it. Our guilt and sin is not inherited at birth from our parents. We answer for our own sins, which we choose to commit. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.